Duke culture. Work harder, play harder. The rigorous curriculum and sometimes aggressively competitive academic environment at Duke perpetuates a culture of prescription stimulant abuse. I've done surveys where almost half of the students admit that they are using stimulants to improve their grades. I think it's well known and very common, but students still tend to look down upon people who are, quote, drug users. Jennifer Hemmel-Luker, PhD, Assistant Professor of the Practice in the Department of Sociology. Duke students that choose to do drugs typically do stimulants, and this plays into the cycle of, I want to do more, I want to do better, I want to go faster. Tom Sigethy, Director of Do Well. The assumption is often that this makes me study better, so it's okay. Leah Gilmore, Licensed Clinical Social Worker at Counseling and Psychological Services. Anonymous student perspectives. I feel the only danger can come from trying to use these drugs to cope with the sometimes inescapable feelings of stress that students have here. Duke students, in particular, have unhealthy habits regarding substance use, such as binge drinking or abusing drugs on a daily basis. This can be attributed to the academic rigor and stress placed on the students. Fun fact. In 2011, Duke University banned the use of prescription drugs as a means to enhance academic performance. Dr. Nicole Schramm-Zapita says, on the topic of prescription drugs, most people might think, oh, it's from my doctor, so even if I take five instead of one, it's still safe. Yet, partying three nights a week is also a part of the Duke norm. Anonymous student perspectives. I think substance use is very normalized at Duke. Maybe I just notice it more since I choose not to partake in drug or alcohol use, and for personal reasons have strong opinions on it. But it seems that substance use is deeply ingrained part of Duke culture. Binge drinking is pretty bad on campus. Blacking out is pretty normalized. Substance use seems to be tied to social groups and peer pressure. I personally tried the most substances while dating someone who was really into experimenting and who was also in a fraternity in which he could partake in mass ordering weed, LSD, Molly, etc. Tom Sigethy, Associate Dean and Director of Do Well, draws attention to the lack of choice in social settings and what this might imply for individuals choosing not to partake. If you're having a party and all you're serving is alcohol, that's akin to throwing a party for diabetics and only serving chocolate cake. When somebody who might have an alcohol problem walks in, you're not giving them a choice. Why do we drink? When I ask students, what else do you want to do? What are the things that really inflame your passion for life? How do you identify what you want to do socially to decompress and build up your energy? Most of the time, they just stare at me. But is substance use or abuse actually stigmatized at Duke?